Shared by Christine Teddy. First published 2025. Copyright AB Discovery. Chapter 1. Welcome to Maple Eaves. The cab pulled away down the gravel road, leaving only dust and the quiet creak of wind in the trees. Harry stood still for a moment, his bag in one hand, his other hand clenched nervously by his side. He could smell wood smoke, fresh-cut grass, and something sweet and warm like baked oats. The house itself was tucked into a hill, painted deep green with white trim, and a sign swaying from the porch, Maple Eaves, padding provided. Shame not welcome. Harry stared at it. His heart thudded. This was real. It was actually real. He climbed the porch steps slowly, but before he could knock, the door opened. A woman in her 60s stood there in soft corduroy overalls, her hair tied back loosely. Her smile was instant and warm, the kind that reached her eyes.
You must be Harry.
He nodded.
Hi.
I'm Molly. You're right on time. Come in, love. Your nappy is already waiting.
Her tone didn't change.
It wasn't teasing or clinical, just kind. Inside, the house was quiet and sun-washed, with rugs and big chairs and bookshelves filled with picture books and soft toys. A fire flickered gently in the lounge. She led him through a hallway of hanging mobiles and softly playing children's music. Is this your first time doing this out in the open? Molly asked. Harry swallowed.
Yeah.
You'll be treated very gently here. You won't need to ask permission to wet or mess. You won't be told to hide. And no one will ever say accident again. Just care and comfort. That's all. She opened a door to a softly lit room. Inside was a single bed with high rails, plush toys waiting on the pillow, and a wooden changing table by the window. On it was a cloth basket, and inside the basket were four thick nappies. Two were disposable, white with pastel animal prints, clearly already pre-wet, the gel swollen and inviting. Two were cloth, carefully folded with soft flannel inserts, each slightly warm and already dampened to the touch, as if someone had worn them first with pride and passed on their comfort. Harry's face flushed.
I didn't know they'd be, he murmured.
Pre-wet. Molly smiled. Of course. You're not here to prove anything. You're here to be cared for. These are gifts. You choose which one fits your day. He stared at them, then looked at her.
You can help me.
I'd love to. 10 minutes later, Harry lay on the changing table, the already wet disposable snug around his hips, its crinkly tapes fastened with care by Molly's experienced hands. She sprinkled him with powder. Adjusted the leak guards. Gave his thigh a gentle pat. There now, she said, tucking a teddy under one arm. You're padded, wet, and home. He sat up, his heart racing not with fear but with relief. And when Molly guided him to the bed and helped him in, he could feel the mattress was protected and slightly damp underneath, as if the bed had also been allowed to feel what he was feeling.
You'll sleep here.
And if you mess, that's okay too. I'll check on you before dinner. Harry curled on his side, hugged the teddy, and pressed his thighs gently together. The wetness cradled him. It felt like the version of love he'd always dreamed of. Chapter 2, A Second Soaked Soul. Harry drifted awake slowly.